Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Deacon Blues Ricky Ross is taking to the road on his tot, on his own. Well, he'll have some people helping him, but not the rest of Deacon Blue. He's playing at Capstan Theatre on the 12th of November, and he's back again on the 1st of December as well. Let's have a chat with Ricky now. Morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Very good, thank you. On your own, back out. Do you quite like it being on your own on the road?
I do for a while. I mean, it's like one of these things where you do it for a few weeks and then you think, oh, wait a minute, you know, it'd be nice to have some pals out again. But I like it because it gives me a chance to be, you know, just like alone with an audience. And it gives me a chance to play through songs and tell stories that you don't get in a bigger gig. When Deacon Blue play in Liverpool, for example, I mean, it's quite noisy, it's quite busy, and there isn't time to stop and talk and tell stories and so on. And I think for a songwriter, that's the beauty of it, really.
So it's got a different sort of feel to it, this tour. It's called the Short Stories Volume 1 Tour. What does it mean, Ricky?
Well, that's the name of the record. And the record was really partly inspired by what I do, you know, doing the shows live. Because what I do in the show is I do obviously songs from a solo thing. And I wanted to make a record that reflected that. So I had new songs. I also had songs that just didn't find a home for a long while. And then I coupled that with going back to doing a few older Deacon Blue songs like Wages Day, just acoustically, Rain Town, I Was Right and You Were Wrong. And I kind of just put them together. It's just a piano record with some strings and very little else on it. And that's really what the show is. In fact, there's no strings in the show. There's just me. But I think there's a kind of, as I say, there's an honesty to these shows. When I go to Nashville, which I go quite regularly to Nashville in Tennessee, because it's a songwriting place. One of the great places there is a Bluebird Cafe. And what you get there is often you'll not recognize any of the names of the people playing, but you'll recognize the songs. And it's just four people, songwriters, just singing their songs. And there's something magical about that for me. And that's the kind of ethos of the show that I'm doing.
So it's sort of you on stage isolated. And you might finish a song and have a chat with the audience or just tell a story about something
definitely.
You've been up to? Or
Yeah, absolutely. And then maybe the context of the song. I mean, hopefully it's a good night out and it's funnier and it's... Well, there's pathos and there's things that are funny and there's things that are heartbreaking, hopefully, and all of that goes on within the context of it.
I've always wondered for yourself, because obviously you've got Deacon Blue as well as your life that you have to consider. How you sort of get to write your individual songs and then the songs as a band as well. Doesn't leave you much time, Ricky, does it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, for writing, you know, any songs, any songwriter will probably tell you they write lots of songs, but it's the ones that count. Sometimes a song will present itself and you think, well, that's a great song for the band. And sometimes a song will become so kind of convoluted and strange. I think no one really other than me is ever going to get this song, you know, even the subject matter of it. So I think sometimes they kind of pick themselves. Occasionally what's happened is there's been a song. I've had this kind of little file on my laptop for a long while called The Piano Album, which is I always wanted to just do a record with just piano. And occasionally songs would get raided. You know, I would have a song and I'd think, oh, wait a minute, that song's going to get stolen for the Deacon Blue record. But there was one or two that just never, you know, never found that. And I really loved them. There's a song called I'm Supposed to Love You, which was kind of lead track off this record. And it's just never found the right place. And I was so fond of the song. So, I, you know, for that reason, you know, it's sort of picked itself. The songs have become ones that suit me. But again, on a show of a night, you know, I kind of put both things together and the Deacon Blue song show as well.
This sort of tour requires the perfect sort of venues as well, doesn't it? I don't think you could just pick anything, could you? So you've picked out some venues that are really suitable for this, especially the Capstan Theatre in Liverpool.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if the Capstan is new, isn't it? It's or refurbished or something. Is that right?
It looks nice now.
I mean, I've played what used to be the Neptune. Is that like that used to be an older theatre in Liverpool, but I can't remember. I don't think I've played in the Capstan, so I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, it involves places where people listen and also involves usually places where they have nice pianos and, you know, the Cadogan Hall in London and up in here in Scotland, the Queen's Hall in Edinburgh. Sometimes there's old churches as well. Just places with bits of atmosphere. But yeah, it's a kind of listening night. And so it's not one of these nights where there's lots of, you know, the bars open and people are chatting. So it requires silence, it requires listening. And I just hope within that, you know, something really magical happens. And it's different every night. I mean, the show changes around quite a lot.
Which is the album that you're still most sort of proud of after, dare I say it, 30 years? is it Rain Town?
Yeah, I think it probably is, just simply because people attach so much to that. I think when you make your first record and people have kind of, they still talk about it. You're very, it's really heartening to think that people still talk about a record. And, you know, I didn't think when we made it that people would still be listening to it or thinking about it. But for us, the fact that people still do value it and love listening to the songs. And I guess really, even in terms of Deacon Blues repertoire, there's almost no song on that record that we still don't play live. You know, we still play. We did a show in the summer where we played the album right through up at Edinburgh Castle, which was an amazing, amazing night. So I guess it's still really, you know, it's the fact that people love it so much, it still makes it very special for me.
It's sensational. I mean, it really is. And you're doing the 30-year tour, aren't you, next year? So you've already got your dates out for the back end of 2018.
I know, it's frightening, isn't it? I don't know whether we're all going to be here. I mean, who knows? Who
knows what will happen by then?
We're all getting on a bit. No, we're coming. Yeah, that's right. We're good. Deacon Blue are going on tour next year, which feels like a long time away, but it seems to be the way of things now. And we're really excited. I mean, it's a really nice, it's a lovely time to be in the band. It's very creative. We've been making records. We're not going to probably have a new record out for next year. So one of the things that we've got a chance to do is just play songs from right across the catalogue, which is always quite good fun as well. So it means you're not bound to any one particular record. But yeah, well, I mean, it's increasingly joyous still, you know, making music with your pals. And the fact you get a chance to do it, it's fantastic.
Hey, Ricky, you were the second band I saw live.
Really?
1988, I think it was, at Preston Guild Hall. I think that must have
been I remember that night.
The Raintown tour. You remember the night, do you?
I remember it because it was like, in these days, we used to do, you know, we eventually said, oh, we can only do three shows on or something like their voices. And I think I have a memory of doing that, and it was the fourth show or something like that, and getting in the bus afterwards and thinking, yeah, I can have a beer, I can shout. We're finished, you know, we've got a day off tomorrow.
You were shattered, weren't you?
Absolutely knackered, but it was great, really. I mean, the thing about these shows was, I think we, you know, we made friends in these early days that if you did these on these tours, that people stayed with us, and it's lovely to think that we're still talking now, and that memory's still there for you.
Oh, absolutely, followed you ever since. What a night that was! I remember it vividly. Quick chat about the footy. When I spoke to you,
are you guys grieving today? I mean,
hey, I want to talk about Scottish football, not Merseyside football.
You guys, what's going on there?
Oh, Merseyside have take the thumping, haven't they, over the weekend?
Don't tell me Tranmere Rovers got beaten as well.
They did. It was a trio of disasters at the weekend for us. What about Dundee United? How are they doing?
Dundee United are in a sad place at the moment. We're in the second tier. We're in the what they call Championship as well up in Scotland, and we're not looking like we're getting out of it. And today looks like our poor old manager is going to get the blame throttle, which I think is just, you know, typical football. But he's a good guy too, Raymond McKinnon, but I think maybe there's other people that are responsible for it all. So it's not been good. And my son and I go, my son he's taken on board Dundee United, even though we live in Glasgow, and even his appetite for going has been diminished. So it's not been good, but it's been good fun over in Scotland. I mean, it's good fun seeing Rangers getting knocked out of the cup. So that's all. It's always good to see one of the old firm getting beaten. So we're kind of feeling quite at least with something to cheer about.
I hope you've got some footy stories up your sleeve for the appearance in Liverpool. Two great days, 12th of November and the 1st of December at the Capstan Theatre. Can't wait to see you there, Ricky. All the best with it.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I should say the second show is probably nearly sold out, but the first one is still tickets for because we added that one later. So looking forward to it hugely. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Lovely to speak to you. Thank you very much, Ricky Ross.
Cheers, mate. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersoul on Radio City Talk.